Hello, hello everybody. It's a pleasure to be here today to talk about what we have been doing in this study. This study is part of an effort between NAT USDA and University of Florida with Nebraska State to try to create a decision support system that our Dr. Noemi Gidin will talk about this later in the same section. And for this system, we are working with different crops, and beans is one of them. And when you look at the corn production around the world, it's clear that U.S. is the leader of the corn production. But the interesting part of this, that in the recent years, we noticed that an increase of irrigation areas in U.S. and also the crop is increasingly farmed in arid regions. If you look at this map, in the red color you can notice the competition for water in areas of irrigated corn production. And interesting, if you look at some areas like in Nebraska, you see high production, high corn production in high stressed fields. So the question that we see in this situation in pointers is the importance of improving remote sensing techniques to monitoring annual crops accounting by effects on climate variability on the vegetation in critical stages. So the standard procedure to monitoring crops normally is just by a direct comparison across the years. Means that you use some vegetation indices, the most common is NDVI. We extract information for a particular field or place that you are seeing right now. This is NDVI average for a maize irrigated over climate zones areas in Nebraska. In the red color, you see the year 2012, and the blue color, you see 2010. Just to remember you, on 2012, you had a higher temperature in comparison with 2010. Okay, but how we can get more information, just look at this profile. You can do the same if you look at simple field. If you extract the same information, this example for modes and DVI, for the same region, irrigated field maize in the southwest climate zone, Nebraska, you can look different profiles, different years. You can also incorporate some reflectance information by near infrared or red. But just look at the profiles. You cannot catch more information between years. Imagine that you just fix a simple day of the year along this profile and look at the DOI. The question that we're thinking about is, okay, if I just look at this single day of the year and try to compare these 2 years, the question is, are the NDVI or any type of vegetation indices or canopy properties in these 2 years related with the same maize phenological stage? And if not, we cannot answer this question, just look at the profiles. And this guides us for a second question, that how to compare canopy optical properties across years to evaluate crop vegetation conditions by accounting for temperature effects on phenology. Just remember again that on 2012 was a year with higher temperatures. So we know that temperature has a very important influence on phenology. Why? Because we know that from the temperature effects on crops, we see that phenology stages are strongly affected by temperature. And the temperature is the major driving force of development. If you look at the heat stress that could occur during the growth stage, you see the heat stress not just influence the transition of the development stage, but also the duration of the development stage. This is very important. So, and also heat stress have a direct and major influence of reproduction in different stages, and also can more important in some critical stages with critical temperatures. And if you look at this panel, okay, we have three pieces here. climate, we have phenology, we have canopy properties. And we thinking about this is that we have to integrate, we have to do an integration approach, because it's not possible just look at the single variable or sometimes look at between two, like climate with canopy or climate versus crop phenology or phenology versus canopy, but we have to put together. And how to create this approach, how to create a climate phenology and canopy properties integration. And we are thinking a lot with very nice guys and great team, and we decide to break in pieces and put together later. And we use some temperature values from PRISM, daily values for minimum maximum temperature. We use remote sensing data from modes, and also we use some masks to analyze maize on 2010 and 12 and irrigation land, and how we organize those informations. We are starting study for our study case on Nebraska, and we just focus on irrigated areas. Why? Because we try to reduce or eliminate water stress effects. And if you put two variables together, it's really complicated. So we calculate everything in gridded format and everything in R. And we calculate crop stages, canopy properties, everything. And the integration I will show you later is basically we classify each single pixel accounting by phenology stage. The tricky part of this is that everything occurs in moving pixel, means each pixel works independently over the time series. It's with own range of layers. So how to get the phenology information? To do that for maize, we use the series maize model. And we use the series maize model in a pixel level. This required some inputs, and we use four inputs, weather data, hybrid variety, and measurement info. Series model was calculated by pixel, and the outputs that we received were the phenological stages and dates that you see, emerging, etc. Four inputs that we used weather data from PRISM that I mentioned before. We, for hybrid and variety, we estimate CRM, and I show you later. And for management also, we estimate planting date. So to estimate planting date, we calculate some relations between temperature and window, planting date window. This is just an example for estimate planting date on 2010 and estimate date for 2012. The interesting part of this is just look at the differences between years, and we don't see the same planting date for this analysis. It means that 2012, the planting date occurred earlier than 2010. And we did the same for CRM. So we have to calibrate this model and use some field information. As you see, we used also DSAT coefficients to calibrate the model and information field. And this is the result of our calibration. It's clear to see that it's relatively good. Unfortunately, we see, and this is represented the R5 stage on 2012. It's not matched very well with our calibration. And we were wondering that maybe or probably R5 has different sensibility to temperature, and we have to account, and we'll talk more later. But it's clear, if you just look at the observed data, it's clear to see that the higher temperature observed in 2012 resulted in a shorter life cycle and early tasseling. Okay, and in this case, we calculate everything, and this is our output. This is an example of maize phenology stage output for 2010. As you are seeing, since planting date, we calculate several phenological stages that you are seeing, emergency, juvenile, etc. And right now I'm just showing until begin to end of grain filling, but you have more end of grain filling to physical maturity and leaves. But if you look at that, this is a result by pixel. It's a powerful information. If you target for a critical stage as VTE or TESLIN, this example that you are seeing here, this is TESLIN estimate for 2010 and this for 2012. And if you keep your eyes on the values in the legend, this is DOI, or day of the year. And a simple difference, a simple calculation between these 2 years is show us that you have at least 10 days with differences between these 2 years. And in some regions, we have more than arriving almost 40 days with differences. Okay, but this is the step of phenology. How can connect this information with MODIS data, remote sensing, canopy, whatever will be our data from remote sensing? Okay, we was wondering. Okay, the first that I mentioned, we have earlier testing on 2012. So after we get this information and calculate PT, we go back to the canopy properties for modes. This, I'm showing you an example for planting date to TESLIN. I'm not sure if you're familiar with MODIS data, but if you start measuring the minimum planting date that you found in a pixel from NDVI for a certain period until the maximum TESLIN that you see, you have to analyze this range of layers. This range of images. We have 23 images per year, and I'm showing just period 7 to 15. But because we found early TESLIN on 2012, this range decreased, and you have less images to analyze. You have to keep in account this because, you know, 2012 was a year with higher temperature. And not just by the canopy, but about the DOI. This is just an example that we have to classify each pixel for DOI from TESLIN, and we decide to, for each pixel, calculate the NDVI related with TESLIN based on the weighted average, accounting by the distance from DOI VT with closer DOI from MODIS. And this is our final result, our integration. I'm going to show you an example for MODIS data based on Bayes phenology states for a county. It's called Clay County, Nebraska, for maize irrigated in TESLIN stage. And this image is going to show you the NDVI for TESLIN on 2010 based on the phenology days that we calculated. And this is the same for 2012. So when you go back for our earlier slides, you say, oh, how is the way that you can compare different years with different phenology, temperature, everything? Okay, maybe it's, one approach can help us to understand, to do some statistics. We can, in, for this, we can target more our critical stage and measuring. So in conclusion, we noticed that, okay, higher temperatures observed on 2012, results in a shorter life cycle in early testing, and for this temporal shift, ensure the comparison of vegetation response in these different years, accounting by temperature. And we can continue using modes to monitoring crops, but we have to have in our mind that it's important setting the values, accounting by phenology states and the effects of the temperature on phenology. So, in general, I can see that, okay, we conclude that the combination, this is the important part to say, of meteorological data with canopy properties response has the potential to improve the monitoring and quantification, I think this is the key word, of heat stress effect on maize vegetation response and associated production concern when accounting for changes in phenology. What do you have to do once you have this methodology? I think that for our next steps, we have to get more experimental data to improve our phenology model simulation. That includes planting date, variety information, CRM, and so on, in spatial base. And we have this study and incorporate nonlinear relationship between relative crop development and cardinal temperatures because we found the R5 out of our calibration. And also, you can use this methodology for different types of remote sensing sources, to obtain better resolution, time and temporal resolution, etc. Okay, that's it. We are very open for ideas and suggestions that you have. Thank you very much.